If you want to know what Australia looks like today, one statistic says it all. According to the ABS, nearly half of all Australians were either born overseas or had one or both parents born overseas. That's pretty multicultural, if you ask me. But despite this, our industry has failed to represent you. A new report out by the University of Sydney has found more than 75% of TV news and current affairs presenters, commentators and reporters have an Anglo-Celtic background, with only 6% that have an Indigenous or non-European background. Dr. Dimitri Groutsis is an Associate Professor of Work and Organisational Studies at the University of Sydney Business School, and she co-authored this report titled Who Gets to Tell Australian Stories? She's our guest tonight. Dimitri, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
Let's take a step back for a moment. How did you define diversity in this study?
Well, our focus is cultural diversity. So we looked at people's ancestry and their background, and how they identified their ancestry and background as a result of the waves of migration. And our methodology followed the Australian Human Rights Commission categories, where we classified groups into Anglo-Celtic, European, non-European and Indigenous.
You looked at 270 presenters. What did you find exactly?
Examination of 19,000 news and current affairs items broadcast across free-to-air television over a two-week period, where we looked at the frequency of appearances, indicated that, as you mentioned at the beginning, 75% of the commentators, presenters and reporters had an Anglo-Celtic background. And unfortunately, only 6% had a non-European or Indigenous background. The outlier was SBS, where they had a 77% representation of non-European background appearances.
Channel 9's breakfast show, according to your report, was one of the worst offenders. News.com.au characterised it as the following: for every Waleed Ali, and of course, just shout out to Waleed, who used to present this show before me, there are 9 Carl Stefanovics. But I just want to clarify here, is that a fair representation of your report?
It is a fair representation of the report, given that non-European, the population has 21% of our population is represented by non-European people. When we look at media, that isn't the case. Whereas when it comes to European, with what Carl was represented as in the report, 18% of the population has a European background. So for every Carl Stefanovic, or for every 9 Carl Stefanovics, there's only 1 Waleed Ali. So Waleed Ali would be within the non-European background category. So yes, that's what our report found.
Channel 9 has questioned the methodology of the report. 9's director, Darren Wick, says, "I don't think simply counting surnames on TV is an effective way of addressing the issue." He goes on to say, "This report has clear errors and ignores the significant contribution of someone like Brooke Boney on Today, where she is one of our 4 hosts on a desk, instead simply listing her daily and regular contribution on the program somewhere between 0.1% and 0%. What do you say to that criticism?
Well, we had 4 key data points. That was only 1 data point. So the frequency of appearance was only 1 data point. The other data points included a survey of more than 300 journalists. We looked at publicly available information, where we looked at the cultural background of editorial leaders and boards of television networks. And we also conducted in-depth interviews with a range of senior news and current affairs leaders from free-to-air networks. So it wasn't an examination of the frequency of appearance. Brooke Boney did appear in the two-week splicing of frequency of appearances. So all I'm saying is it wasn't just a single-pronged focus in terms of our methodology, but we did look at multiple data points, and together they do present a pretty poor report card.
Of course, the ABC has also been looked at. What did you find in terms of the ABC's diversity? I think it's fair that we scrutinise ourselves here.
The report card wasn't so great. I think one of the better aspects to ABC's report card is that they do have a charter on measuring and reporting on cultural diversity, as does SBS. So our commercial television stations, unfortunately, don't as yet. In terms of non-European representation and European representation, it is slightly lower. So compared to SBS, for instance, the ABC has a 9.1% representation of non-Europeans. So we can see that there's a significant difference when you compare it to SBS, which 77% of frequency of appearances are from news reporters, commentators, and presenters who have a non-European background. So a significant difference there.
How does Australia's news media compare to the US and the UK's?
There's a significant difference, and I suppose there's a lot to learn from what's happening overseas. They do measure, monitor and report on cultural diversity. They also name it. I think this is one of our biggest problems, that we can't really fix what we don't know what it is as yet. So in our conversations with senior leaders, when asked what cultural diversity is, they don't really know. So many of them would say, we've got people with global experience. Well, that's not exactly the lived experience of being culturally diverse. So overseas, they name it. Within the UK, they measure, monitor and report on black and minority ethnic groups. Within the US, it's categorised by racial background, African-American, Latino, Asian. These are the categories that are measured, monitored and reported on. And when you have that ability, whether or not we agree with the definition of what cultural diversity is in these different country contexts, they're able to provide us with a map of what the talent pipeline looks like, what the senior leadership suite looks like, and as a result of that, they're able to implement interventions that can address where the blockages are. We're really light years away from that. We're starting the conversation, which is great, but we've got a long way to go.
Demetria, thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers. Thanks, Patricia.
Dr. Demetria Groutsis is Associate Professor of Work and Organisational Studies at the University of Sydney Business School. And I think I've met her when I was 7, full revelation. She's very close friends with my sister, so I've known her my entire life. But really interesting work she's provided here for this group. This is RN Drive.